All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Billy Eli here live from Austin, Texas. He's a road warrior. He's been all over the place today, and recently he's been playing in our area, although he's kind of done playing around here, but bring him up here. Hey, Billy.
Hey, man. It's been a great summer. I've been in New York and New England, and, it's been great. I'm kind of sad it's winding down. I only have like 13 more days on this part of it, and then I'm going to Chicago, and then I'm going home. But I'm kind of sad to see it wrap up, you know. I think I'm gonna come back, and maybe in the winter. I don't get to see snow much, so you know, I'm thinking maybe February or something might be a good time to come up here. Y'all have snow plows. Y'all can keep the roads clear.
Yeah, we probably do it better than a lot of places, you know.
You do it better than where we are. You know that kind of snow that only sticks on the bumper of your car? That cripples Texas, man. Snow baffles us. And since we're not sure about it, we all get in our car to drive in it to see if we can. You know, how hard can it be? It's just snow. Yeah, and it's been a good summer, and I'm looking forward to continuing the tour. You know, on Point South and West, I'm going to California. I think I'm going to be going to the Folk Alliance Region Midwest in St. Louis in October, and I'm looking forward to that. I still got a few things, but the big long stretch of Road Warrior, you know, Road Dog work is over. And for a little while, I got to go home, get my sleep caught up, get my laundry caught up. I had to do laundry. Yeah, I'm washing two pairs of jeans at a time because they're scattered all over the trunk of my car. You know how it goes, man. I was gonna play a song next off of a side project band that I'm in called Axe Hammer Saw, and you've heard some of it, and it's me and Aaron Kiefitz and Jerry Hagans, and that's a little more traditional kind of folk kind of ensemble. It's myself on guitar and Jerry Hagans playing a banjo, and Aaron sings and plays a saw. And we had re-recorded some material that I had released on some previous records because they had got about all the bang for the buck they were going to get on the original releases. And I thought, you know, this might be a cool way to introduce myself as a songwriter to a group of music fans that wouldn't normally hear me, wouldn't normally buy a honky-tonk record or wander in a honky-tonk. And so we took and just kind of, you know, scaled them down and put a few more folk elements in it and a lot of harmony parts. But this is a song I wrote about. I wrote about my boys, and I'm going to give you all a little bit of backstory. I have four kids, and two boys and two girls, and both boys are special needs kids. My oldest son, Dylan, he'll be 21 just in 10 days, in 22nd of this month. And he has cerebral palsy. He's nonverbal. He's in a wheelchair. And then I have a 18-year-old, about to be 19-year-old, that is autistic. And he lives in a group home a few miles from my house. And his name is Griffin. And I showed you the book match in the back of my guitar. It makes a dragon's head. And Griffin's name is painted on the back because I always used to say he was my chaos dragon. And he was great at sowing chaos. Anyway, I do a lot of awareness events. I do charity events, and I'm not disability specific. It doesn't matter what the disability is. The kids and the families, and we call them the fearless families. They're the families that get up and go forward every day when they don't have any idea what they're doing, and they're making it up as they go along, and they're in there and they're advocating for their kids. And anytime I get a chance to play to play any kind of event for them. I mean, man, even a backyard picnic. If I get invited and I'm not already working, I go do it. And it's a tribute. It's a tip of my hat. I know y'all are out there. That was the hardest thing about being in a fearless family is sometimes you just feel like it's just you and nobody else out there is even aware of just the struggle and the keystrokes that it takes to get through a day when you have a special needs kid and you are a fearless family, and it's the parents and the kids and the siblings and the friends of the siblings and the aunts and the uncles and the cousins, and it takes everybody. And you know, and I just like to remind everybody that, hey man, we're out there, and hey, here we are, look at us, and you know, we're just like everybody else. And but I was doing an event a few years ago for the Autism Speaks Foundation. I was doing an event in Austin, the Walk Now for Autism, and Griffin used to love to do it because he just all day he just walked in a big circle around the baseball field. Man, it was great. And and when he would get hot, people would hand him soda or ice cream, and he just walked around and ate ice cream. He really liked it. So in the course of getting ready to do this event, I thought, you know, I really ought to, we ought to have some song that sort of, you know, is dedicated to the families and the kids. And I worked on it and worked on it and worked on it, and I wasn't coming up with anything. And we were about a week out, and I was like, oh, man, I hate it, but I'm going to have to give up. And, you know, I don't have anything. I'm devoid of any creative thought at the moment. And, we're really disappointed, but okay, we understand. I went home, wrote the song like 4 minutes. As soon as the pressure was off, bang, I wrote it. As soon as I was like, I don't have to do it, it was done and demoed within 2 days. And it's for the fearless families, and it's called People Like Us. And it goes like this here.
Well, baby, I know it can be a real drag. And don't it bring me down to see you looking so sad. Oh, and I know sometimes it gets to you, but we don't live like the rest of the world does. But the world is built for people like us, and people like us don't ever seem to count, 'cause we don't make the wheels go around. But we got some dreams that we just won't leave to die in the dust. And the world wasn't built for people like us. Sometimes it seems like this never goes anywhere. Oh, and I hope that don't think that we're not ever gonna get there. Oh, and I know sometimes it gets to you that we don't live like the rest of the world does. And the world wasn't built for people like us. People like us don't ever seem to count, 'cause we don't make the wheels go around. But we got some dreams we just won't leave to die in the dust. The world wasn't built for people like us. Us. The world wasn't built for people like 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 us.
For all the fearless families, man. And everybody knows one now, man.
All right. That's true. Very, very true.
You know, and we all need each other. So I sounded almost folky there for a minute. Kind of crunchy.
Now, is that the first time you recorded that on here?
No, that was on a previous record. called Hell Yeah. It was a honky tonk record.
I swear I heard it before.
Yeah, it got
some airplay.
Yeah, it did. The story behind it, it was, and I think it was used as, you know, a theme for some events and you know, there's pictures of Griffin and me and some videos of me and him on YouTube, and I learned to play like all the songs out of Disney movies because he loves them, and all the songs off Sesame Street because he loves them, you know, so I can play like Ladybug Picnic and stuff like that. And
See It's for Cookie.
Yeah. He loves those things. They're on my Facebook page if anybody wants to check it out, you know, Billy Eli, and friend me and I'll friend you back. And if I'm not playing or driving, I'm Facebooking, man. you got to have something to do in your downtime.
Old guys like us aren't supposed to be playing with Facebook. What's up with that?
You know? Well, you know, old guys like us used to like play basketball and softball and stuff, but I can't do that anymore. That's painful.
Yeah, aches and pains, by God.
Right. Facebook, it confuses me sometimes, man, but it never makes it hard to get out of bed in the morning. You know? Doesn't make my joints creak.
Right.
That's my fearless family story and stories and you know, I don't know if any of you fearless families next summer are having a picnic on a guitar player. Give me a call. If I'm not doing anything, I'll be there.
Billy Eli is here in the studio with us on Out of the Woods, having a good time talking about stuff. And he's got a couple new records out right now. The Unexplainable, Billy Eli. And
Axe Hammer Saw. It's a good name for a band.
That is so cool. Yeah.
My rocker friends are like, okay, I get the axe and the saw. What's a hammer? It's like, it's clawhammer style banjo. What's that? I was like, never mind, man. Just trust me. It's a good name, man. You know, go wiki. You know, Google's your friend. Go Google clawhammer banjo. And go, you know, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
And, I got a song off of Unexplainable. I was gonna play now, and I wrote this. Not about any specific state, but I wrote this about all my friends in the Northeast and the winters here. Y'all have weather. Man, in the wintertime, y'all get weather. And I watch that, like, on my weather screen, and I'm like, wow, it snowed 5 feet there today. Wow. And I'm thinking, I'm sort of amazed that y'all are able to live through that, and then at the same time, I think, how is that not the whole region not deserted? Because, man, I couldn't do it. And then my friends up here go, yeah, but you know, you got the summers, and they'll have 103 degree heat,
tornadoes,
and we've all had hurricanes and all that stuff, you know. And I always say, yeah, and the heat is bad. But never once have I had to shovel heat to move the car. I've never had to shovel any heat out of the way to leave my house. But it's not just that they're cold, because I've been places where it was cold. It's that y'all's winters are really long, man. They're like 5, 6, 8 months.
Yeah, November through March.
Over in the Finger Lakes, my friend John Weiss always says, you got to remember, if you're going to be up here in April, April's a winter month here. you need to be prepared for it to be a winter month. But I wrote this song, and it's called Here I Go, I'm Gone. And I was trying to project myself into y'all's winter. And about that fourth month, I know you have to be getting stir crazy. I mean,
oh yeah.
You gotta just, you know, where you can, it's just pressing in on you, and that thought was the inspiration for the song. The song's called "Here I Go, I'm Gone." Well, I don't remember when the last time was that I had any fun. Well, I've been froze all winter, but now I think I can feel the sun. And I've worn out my ears listening to you talk, talk, talk. And now I'm getting out of here, even if I have to walk. Oh, I want to burn that road. Here I go again. Spend
spending my money and getting up next to some sin. I can't promise I'll call or when I might be back home. Here I go, here I go, baby, I'm gone. Oh, and I don't want to think too long, or else I might change my mind. And I'm putting this town in my mirror. I'm gonna beat it on down the line. And I ain't taking them out, 'cause I don't care where I fall. Now I'm getting out of here, 'cause it's only life after all. Oh, so it won't burn that road. Here I go again, spending my money, getting up next to some sin. And I can't promise I'll call or when I might be back home. Here I go, here I go, baby, I'm gone. Oh, I won't burn that road. Here I go again, spending my money, getting up next to some sin. And I can't promise I'll call or when I might be back home. Here I go, here I go, baby, I'm gone. I said, here I go, here I go, baby, I'm gone.
Billy Eli.
Dedicated to all my friends in the Northeast and them long, long winters.
That's right. All that seasonal affective disorder that we get.
Seasonal affective disorder.
And you know what the acronym for that is, right?
Uh-uh.
Sad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. We're all pretty sad.
Well, you know, y'all need to start wintering down in Texas. I know where all the good places to get tacos are.
Okay.
You know, you hadn't been to Austin yet, man. We waiting on.
I don't know.
Come in March. It's still bad here. March is like a beautiful. It's not hot yet, you know. It's the sky's blue, the sun's bright, and it's gorgeous in late March and through about the end of April.
Well, we'll think about that. My wife and I are going to have all kinds of time on our hands pretty soon, but no money because it's all going to the college.
Right. Yeah. You told me your son's leaving for college and your money's leaving for college.
Yeah, everything's going. Yeah. We're having a clearance sale.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's fire. We fire sell it all, man.
That's right. Big clear out.
So, you want to talk about something else? You want to play another song off our record somewhere? You want me to play another one on my guitar? What do you want to do?
Yeah, well, we were talking about your guitar here. The folks definitely got to see this thing. It's got this chick on here with Billy Eli tattooed on her leg. I took a picture of it, so you're going to have to check that out on the Facebook page once I post the photos later on. But
when I told Phoebe that I wanted, she said, what do you... what do you want it to look like? And I said, I want it to look like one of those old country western nudie suits. But I want the guitar to look like it's a nudie Cohen creation. And she said, okay, well, he didn't do a lot of stuff with like pinup girls. And Phoebe had done a bunch of posters for us, and she always featured the same pinup girl. And talking on the phone or like a New Year's Eve gig, standing in a champagne glass. And she said, I was going to use a pinup girl. And I said, absolutely use the pinup girl.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really proud of it, and more than that, it's fun to play. It's a really fun guitar to play.
Yeah, she's got her boots on. She's wearing her very sexy blue dress. She's got wavy brown hair. Got her arm back there.
Her hair color changes from poster to poster.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, her hair color changes. Yeah, sometimes it's blonde, sometimes it's red.
And then you got all the roses, yeah, and a bit of inlay up there at the top.
Yeah, man, a little rose inlay. Yeah, Eric does Ithaca string instruments. Man, they do good work.
Very nice.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna play something off my album previous to Unexplainable, but this is one of my favorite songs that I wrote, and it's called "The Spook Lights of Marfa." And Marfa is a little town way out in West Texas. It's kind of out where the road ends. And it's where they filmed the movie Giant back in the 50s, I guess, with J. James Dean and Elizabeth Taylor and Dennis Hopper and Rock Hudson. But it's gets a lot of tourists because of some atmospheric phenomena that makes these sort of ghosty lights appear in the night sky, and nobody, you know, I don't know what it is. Could be like aurora borealis, except for the south. But
it actually looks like car lights or trains.
Yeah, so, yeah. It kind of bounces around. And the song's called "The Spook Lights of Marfa," and I was trying to write something with perspective of being from a little town where, you know, the most exciting thing there is like these atmospheric lights. There's not much to hold you there when you're young. I grew up in a little small town, just a little bit north of Houston, and I usually set the song up by saying I started leaving home when I was 16. By the time I was about 23, it finally took, but it took a few tries to get all the way away. And I got the idea for the song driving back. I can't remember if I'd been in L.A. or Las Vegas. I'd been somewhere and I'd run out of money, and I was having to go home, and that's sort of the driving factor behind this song. And it's about having to drive across the desert at night on your way back to home after having reality slap you upside the head. Anyway, it's called "The Spook Lights of Marfa." Here it is. They took out all the sin right out of Sin City, but still I stood and pulled those handles until my money was gone. I guess I want to live, but I lost a lot more. And I guess I'll keep on going, just moving right on along. Nothing playing on the radio that I want to hear. And somewhere up ahead, El Paso should be getting near. And then I'm on for the spook lights of Marfa. I met a man who had some money. He said he was from L.A. And he gave me a story and some numbers to call. I said I'd call tomorrow, but it might be sometime later. I guess I'll call him when I get there, if I get there at all. Nothing playing on the radio that I wanna hear. I think I'm stopping in El Paso, maybe have a beer, and then I'm bound for the spook lights in Marfa. And I wonder if she's got her red boots on. A beer, and I'm stuck out here again at the spook lights of Marfa.
All right, Billy Eli. right there. Spooklets and Marfa. You're tuned into Out of the Woods. Live music in the studio tonight. We got another quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.